Are you looking for a new math curriculum? CTC Math specializes in providing online video tutorials that take a multi-sensory approach to learning. Creative graphics and animation, synchronized with the friendly voice of internationally acclaimed teacher Pat Murray, make learning math easy and effective. Favorably reviewed in Kathy Duffy's 102 Top Picks and the Old Schoolhouse Crew Review, the lessons are short and concise to help your child break down concepts and appreciate math in a whole new way. Visit ctcmath.com today to start your free trial. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. I am so glad you're back with us today. I hope you've had a chance to listen to part one of my interview with Dorinda Wilson. We talked all about boys, raising them, homeschooling them, and just learning how to deal with having boys. And so this is part two of my conversation with Dorinda. And Dorinda, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks so much for having me back. I'm excited to talk more about boys.
Yay. You know, it's funny you say that because that's something that's like the dreaded thing that I would, you know, that I dread my girls saying to me, we want to talk about boys. We're not quite there yet, but well, no. Maybe with one we are. That's not true.
Getting close.
Oh, but we're not going to talk about boys from that perspective. We're going to talk about boys from the perspective
of raising boys. Yes.
And raising them so that moms like myself who have only girls can trust that there are some parents out there who are raising godly men so that my girls will have godly men to marry. It's what we need.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So welcome back to the podcast, Dorinda.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. So we've been through B.
Yes.
Which is boundaries. We've been through U, which is...
Yes. Which is use few words.
Use few words. Now, because if anyone missed the beginning of this, we're spelling out the acronym BURP.
Right.
BURP.
So you can remember it.
So you can remember. So boundaries, use fewer words. So we're on R.
We're on R, and I actually have two R's. I know that's kind of cheating, but they're both really important. It's responsibility and respect. So as far as responsibility goes, put responsibility on their shoulders as soon as they can handle it. Mm-hmm. And here's why. Because number one, age-appropriate responsibilities help them grow quickly in skills and also in confidence. And what happens is sometimes they're not grasping the schoolwork quite as much as early on as maybe some girls. Boys tend to be 6 to 9 months behind girls at certain stages. It's not true across the board, but a lot of times it is true. And they catch up eventually and take off. But in the meantime, they can feel a little unsure and lacking confidence in their schoolwork. So if they're rocking their chores and they're rocking learning new skills about how to fix things, how to help mom, how to do all these different things, they are still growing in confidence. And eventually they're going to translate that over into their schoolwork. So yeah. The second reason we want to do that is to put responsibilities on them early, is it gives them something to conquer. Boys need something to conquer. Again, if they're not conquered, they don't feel like they're conquering their schoolwork, but they're conquering their chores and they're conquering being a great help to mom and a really important part of the family. That is huge for them. And the third reason is that it encourages ownership. So when our boys own what they're doing, they feel kind of like they're in charge, even though they're really not. We let them feel like they've got some independence and they feel like they're a little bit in charge. And that means the world to them. Yeah. One of our boys mentioned this when I was kind of going over this talk with him. He said, give them a little more than you think they can handle. Because that gives them a challenge. It gives them something to conquer. And it also builds resilience and problem-solving skills. Don't be too quick to rescue your boys or your girls either. Right. But, you know, boys, it's so important. It's so important for them to conquer. You know, a girl might see your help as relational and nurturing. And, you know, it might be viewed a little bit different. With boys, it could undermine some of that confidence that you're trying to establish by allowing them to conquer things and to build resilience and to build problem-solving skills. So how do we help them grasp this responsibility and take a hold of it? Well, I can only share my own experience, and I specifically want to talk about homeschooling because I know we have a lot of homeschooling moms who are watching, is just to share a little bit about what our days look like. So I encouraged ownership of schoolwork, chores. I let them participate in some decision-making, like I mentioned earlier. When it comes to letting them feel like they're a little bit in charge. Some of the other ways I did that is I didn't hover over them in schoolwork. I didn't make them think that they needed me when it came to schoolwork. I let them believe that they could totally do this. And I was available if they got stuck. The funny thing is that a lot of times my boys, I would watch, you know, I watched my kids while they were doing schoolwork to see if they were struggling in case they needed me. And sometimes I would see them just, in angst over a math problem or something. And I would be like, hey, bud, you know, do you need some help? I'm right here if you need me. And they're like, no. I feel like, what? I want to do this on my own. Okay. All right. And I would let them work it out. And it was the best thing for them. And they say now that it was the best thing for them. Another thing that I did was I inspected their chores. And I kept time frames on their chores, reasonable time frames. I offered paid chores if they were being consistent in their regular chores. So that ownership wasn't just about schoolwork. It was about a balance across the board in
life
all
skills.
The areas of their life. Yeah. Exactly. Now, our son, Luke, who is 21, said this. He said, I like doing the bookwork in the mornings, which is what we did. We would do bookwork in the morning. They would have margin in the afternoon to follow their interests. So he liked doing bookwork in the morning because the reward was that he got to play or conquer, in his words, in the afternoon, his own projects, his own interests. This taught me to be productive in the mornings. And it taught me the value of doing hard things first. That's so, so important. So the other R is respect. So why is this such an important thing for boys? Well, Gary Smalley, I learned years ago when my husband and I were first married, that boys and men tend to have a greater need to be respected than to feel loved. Okay. And the difference is that girls tend, it's not across the board, but for the most part, we want to be feeling loved is the most important thing to us. We just want to feel loved. For boys, it's being respected. For men, it's being respected. And it makes sense because what does God tell us in his word? He doesn't instruct men to respect their wives. He instructs them to love them because he knew that it would be a challenge for them to do that, that they would automatically respect them, but they might not show the love towards them that they really needed, and vice versa. Wives, respect your husbands, because he knew we would tend to be loving, but maybe not verbalizing and showing that we respect them. So how do we do that? Respect that they are different than us. Here are some of the ways, main ways. Number one, they need a lot more physical activity. I believe ADHD and ADD are real, but I think there's a lot of misdiagnosed ADD and ADHD, especially in the early years, because our kids, our boys need brain breaks. My boys have always needed brain breaks, but less as they got older and a lot when they were younger. They need breaks between subjects. If they're struggling, cut them loose, set the timer, let them run around the yard, ride their bike, do something that refreshes and resets their brain. Sometimes I even, the ways that I would spend some of their energy is on chores, jumping on the trampoline, outside projects, let them carry in the groceries for you. Tell them how strong they are, that you need their help. Yeah. These, again, are things they need to hear. That shows respect to them. Another thing we have to remember that's different is they're very, very competitive. The ways that boys bond, okay, this is really hilarious. I did not read a book called The Minds of Boys. It was fascinating. But it was a lot of science in it. But the things that I ran across that were the most helpful was he said, you know how when women sit across from each other, we have coffee, we talk, and we walk away, our cups are filled, right? We have bonded. We feel so close to that person. Well, guess how boys do that?
By hitting each other.
Sparring and hitting each other. Exactly. Or having some sort of competition. A lot of times it's physical. So, you know, saying to them, you know, don't do that. Don't roughhouse. You're taking away something that's natural for them. And obviously they have to learn when and where. That's important for us to teach that to them. But the bottom line is they need that, just like we need that cup of coffee with a friend. So I remember laying out a car mat one time, handing boxing gloves that we'd picked up at a yard sale, putting a boy in each corner and saying, look, I'm going to give you 1 minute or 5 minutes or whatever to beat the tar out of each other. And so go for it. You know, well, they had so much fun. They were laughing. They thought it was hysterical. The one caveat was, I said, if you hurt each other, I'm not giving you any sympathy. So, which they totally loved. They were totally great with that. So remembering that they're competitive. Also, they tend to be very concrete. So again, they use the few words, swift consequences. I shared what my boys said about that. The fourth thing is insist that they treat you with respect. Mm. It's so important. Keep that respect level. It needs to be mutual, but they've got to stay respectful towards you. And, you know, our simple homeschooling was a way that I respected their way of learning and respected their need for simplicity and their brain breaks. Yeah. So a few quotes from our adult boys that I want to share with you on the topic of independence. They said, if mom is always protecting him from failure, he will never learn how to learn from failures. Mm. Mistakes are not failures unless we fail to learn from them. Sometimes they do, this is great. You guys are going to love this. Sometimes they do what appears to be really dumb things. Let him make mistakes without ridiculing him. This is how moms show respect and call their boys up to a higher standard. Wow. Lastly, don't baby him. Think of yourself as a little bit of a drill sergeant. Nice. Through developing a strong work ethic, we learned grit. In other words, we learned courage and resolve and strength of character. I loved that. So I just want to touch really quickly on how, you know, having to do with the respect and the responsibility. My daughter shared something on Facebook a couple of years ago that I have to share with you. That was so true. This is what our boys are up against, okay? This is what our culture is wanting from boys. She said, I think society asks way too many different things of men. Seems like all women want these days is a clean-shaven, bearded, fully mature man-child with a gay man's sense of style, but obviously a masculine man who's perfectly honest but never says anything negative. Oh, and he has to want a family, but also not hold a woman back or pressure her to have a family. And he has to have a traditional but also open-minded, non-traditional, non-judgmental world view.
Wow.
I thought she nailed it. I mean, we laugh, but it's true. Our boys are up against seemingly impossible odds. So let's talk about the last thing. This is super, super important. P. So we've done boundaries, use few words, respect and responsibility, prayer. The greatest thing you can do for your boys is to pray for them. I'm telling you, the enemy wants the hearts of our men. Yeah. You are raising men. Fight for their souls on your knees. The greatest, deepest work that needs to be done in our boys' heart is done by God himself. And I believe that the power of a praying mom will overcome the onslaught of the enemy and our culture who seem hell-bent on destroying our men. We need to remember that, one, these boys are not our projects. Mm. Okay? They're not our projects. Number two, don't assume that you know how to pray for them. And what I mean by that, you might know, but ask God also for eyes to see and to be a student of your sons, that he will show you how to pray for them. And third, the greatest, deepest work, again, has to be done by God himself. We can't let the culture define our boys and who God made them to be. We have to fight for their right to be who God made them to be. They were made to protect, to provide, to conquer, to overcome, and they will live up or down to the standard that we set before them. So, really quickly, do I have a few minutes to just share some fun things that you can, well, no, they're not all fun. These are just things that you can likely expect from your boys, because I think it's important to have realistic expectations. Yeah. This can help us tremendously. Okay. You ready? What you can expect from boys: expect to be grossed out regularly. Now you have to decide where the line is. It has much to do with who is present. So they have to be aware of their surroundings. Are there girls around, grandparents, that kind of thing? We need to teach them that discernment. Expect to laugh a lot. boys love to be goofy. So be goofy with them. It's one of the ways they know we are enjoying them. Expect to go to the emergency room. Expect them to press the boundaries and be ready to stand your ground, but also be ready to listen for respectful, reasonable appeals and compromises. Expect lots of physical activity, wrestling, running, sword fights, and battles. Expect them to like weapons. Expect them to want to be independent of you and need time with their dad and other guys. Don't assume or don't expect them to like showers. Don't assume that they will carry about, that they will care about or even be aware of what they look like or smell like. Expect to need to set boundaries on their boyness as far as being respectful, knowing when and where it's appropriate to roughhouse, that kind of thing. To also be aware if they're hurting someone or the other person isn't having fun. Like with when it comes to teasing, if it's not fun for all, it's not fun at all. So expect them to develop slower than a girl his same age. Expect him to lose part of his brain as he approaches puberty. So important not to ridicule him, but it's okay to laugh together during this time and remind him that this is part of the journey to adulthood. His body is working to change him from a boy to a man, and that's exciting. Let him own that part of the journey with his dignity intact. Now, some of the things that I've loved most about raising our boys, and I know this isn't true for all boys, but they haven't been picky about their clothes or food. I could be brutally honest with them pretty much all of the time. They made me laugh harder than I ever thought possible. They pushed my boundaries of safety beyond what I ever imagined, which seriously makes my prayer life much more active. But if we work to keep a good relationship with them through mutual respect and encouragement, they will be our most loyal friends and protectors. So we have the opportunity to raise world changers, movers, shakers, and leaders, real men who are courageous and know who they are. They're ones who care. They care enough to help the helpless, but they also know how to wage war when necessary. But it all starts at home with parents who are their biggest fans, who aren't afraid to tell them the truth, but will also be the first to offer a word of encouragement. It starts with parents that will set the example of courage and bravery by encouraging their boys to manhood. Those who aren't afraid of what others think, this is so important, but focus their eyes directly on their creator and the creator of their boys, and who will fight for their right to manhood. You have to be willing to pray hard, waging whatever warfare is necessary to keep the hearts of your boys turned towards him.
Love that. You should write a book called Wilson-isms, just a book of thoughts from your whole family, you and Daryl and all your kids.
And they have plenty of them, believe me.
I know. I know.
They all share them with me very generously.
I'm sure. I'm sure. Well, it sounds like it.
Hi there, this is Kevin Sorbo.
And this is Sam Sorbo, his better half.
Yes, of course. I want you to join us Thursday evening, April 23rd at 5:30 Pacific, that would be 8:30 Eastern, for a live and interactive date night where we, Sam and I, will be sharing the secret to an amazing, joy-filled marriage.
And we'll be answering questions, so be sure to show up and log in and all that stuff. We're going to discuss how to keep your hearts focused on God's divine plan for marriage and how you can discover success in your relationship that you might never have imagined. All it takes is a little faith.
That's all it takes. So sign up for this event at homegrowngeneration.com/date. That's homegrowngeneration.com/date.
/date. We look forward to seeing you there. So join us.
Bye.
Give me a smooch.
Hey guys, this is Brooklyn Hampton, daughter of the host of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. Do you love this show? Then stop listening. That's right. Pause the show right now and go leave a review on iTunes or in your favorite podcast app. Let others know how much you love it. Don't worry, I'll wait. Did you do it? Great. Now back to the show.
I want to tell you how much I appreciate you and your commitment to discipling the hearts of your boys, because we pray every day with having two daughters. We pray daily for them that the Lord right now would be raising up godly men for them and men who would lead them and lead their families spiritually and emotionally and who would genuinely love Jesus. You know, one of the things we say, I learned this years ago from one of our pastors, is he would say, boys are poison, men are not. Age has nothing to do with it. You could have a 45-year-old boy or a 14-year-old man, you know, and so much of that depends on their responsibility and maturity, you know, and
Exactly. Yeah. I used to, when my boys would complain about having to do something, you know, when they were 12, 13, 14, I would remind them, you know, 100 years ago, boys your age were running a farm.
That's right.
So it's not because you're not capable or able.
Yeah. They were getting married and
are starting, mature enough, that's right. You can totally do this. It's just whether or not you're willing to do the hard thing.
Yes.
And, you know, and I think that is something that we really instilled in all of our kids is a strong work ethic. And today, especially our boys, really, really are grateful for that. They say that's one of the most important things we taught them. And that meant we had to be the bad guy a lot.
Yeah.
We had to have them do a lot of things they didn't want to do, and they still had to do it, you know, and that's just, it's part of the deal. But also at the same time, keeping the relationship intact and keeping that mutual respect is so important.
Yes.
And this is why I involve them in their, a lot of times in their decisions about schoolwork. If something isn't working for them, I don't want to make them keep doing it.
Yeah.
My thing is, I get a lot of moms who say to me, you know, my son is, you know, 6 years old and he cries every time he has to write a paragraph. And I'm thinking, a paragraph is a lot for a 6-year-old to write, especially a 6-year-old boy. So I'm sitting here thinking, okay, but they're worried about his character. That's the issue they bring to the forefront. And I say to them, okay, how does he respond to you when you ask him to do chores? When you ask him to do something for you, does he have the same response as he does to the schoolwork? Because that's going to tell you whether it's a character issue or a schoolwork issue.
Right.
And if it's a schoolwork issue, then you get to sit down and have a conversation, a nice, safe, respectful conversation with maybe a cup of hot chocolate, and talk about what, you know, I noticed you're really struggling with your schoolwork. What is it that's bugging you about this? I want to work with you on this. You want them to know you're on their side, you're on their team, and you want to work with them to do something that's doable for them. And a lot of times I would tell them, look, as a mom, as a homeschooling mom, I feel a certain responsibility to prepare you to be a man. Can you help me out in what that's supposed to look like right now? You know, I know you need to learn your multiplication tables, but the thing we're doing now isn't, I don't think, it doesn't seem like it's working for you, is it? You know, you're asking lots of questions, letting them own it. And then all of a sudden, my boys have been so good at opening my eyes to things. You know, they would say, but mom, it's so hard for me to sit still and just be doing nothing. And I'm like, okay, what do you need? Do you need music? Do you need to sit on a medicine ball? Do you need something to do with your hands while you're doing this? How can we help you? That's so important. Again, we're respecting the differences. We're not saying, I don't understand that. This doesn't make any sense to me. Instead, we say, I get it. I totally get that. You know, like I'm not wired that way, but I know you are. Let's work with that, you know, and I want to help you. So it's just keeping that communication, that relationship open.
I love it. So much good stuff, Dorinda. You're a wise mama. I love having you on here. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast today. It is such a joy to know that you are on the other end. Dorinda, where can people learn more about you?
Oh, well, they can find me at DorindaWilson.com. And I also have a podcast, Dorinda Wilson, and that's on iTunes, Spotify, Overcast, YouTube, or you can listen directly from my site.
Awesome. Okay. Well, look for Dorinda there. Thank you, Dorinda. I love you, friend. You are a blessing. Thank you guys for joining us today. Have a fantastic rest of your week.